Good morning. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day today. So let's start seated on our mats. Let's close our eyes. Take a nice deep breath and let go of anything that holds you back from feeling magnificent today. Breathe with me in the rhythm of the mountain streams, in the hypnotizing cadence of the waves breaking on the shore. Breathe in the peace that plays just beneath the agitated surface of the mind. Find the breath that expresses your connection to the silence, to abiding forgiveness, to the shining light of spirit in your heart. Let's release our neck and let our head rock from side to side. Coming back to center now, we take our hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now with an inhale, let's lift our arms. Let our heart open wide. Exhale, come back to your heart again. With the next inhale, spread arms open and feel your heart growing wider open. Exhaling back to the heart. Now continue just like this, first lifting up and then opening wide. Opening our heart to let our practice in. Remembering that the goal of yoga is to release the disturbances from our mind and the discomforts from our body so that we can come back to our heart, to that place where we're our very best. For ourselves and for everyone else. Now next exhale, let hands return to your heart in a prayer. Let's bow our head to our heart and make a commitment to breathe deeply, to be present, and to honor our body by each creating a practice that individually meets our own needs. Now inhale, reach to the sky. Exhaling, we'll fold into a forward bend. Our hands reach out and flatten down on our mat as we step our feet back. Curling our toes under now, we'll reach our hips up and back into the air as we come to our first downward facing dog. Let your knees bend a bit so that you can really feel the stretch down your back and arms to begin with. And then once your back feels nice and long, lift onto the toes and let one heel at a time reach down toward the ground. Taking a stretch into our legs now as we begin to release some of the tightness of the morning. A good morning to our body. Now we'll walk our hands back to our feet. As we find a standing forward bend, again bending the knees a little. We're just beginning. Let your low back release, middle back, upper back, the shoulders, the neck, the head, everything hanging down into gravity with a wonderful feeling of letting go. This is a practice of letting go. Now taking hands back onto the mat, let's walk our hands forward as we find our way again to downward facing dog. A nice stretch into our body once more. And then knees come down onto the mat. We'll sit down onto our heels. And with an inhale, let's spread our arms open wide. And exhale, bow. Now let yourself flow to the cadence of your breath, like the waves rolling into the shore. Each inhale, our heart opens to let our practice in. Breathe with me in the rhythm of the mountain streams. One more beautiful inhale, and one more bow takes us to child's pose. So give yourself a moment here to make a few adjustments to your child's pose so it becomes a comfortable little nest, a place that you're welcome to return to anytime you'd like to stop and pause in your practice. Resting is never a sign of weakness. Resting is a sign that you're listening to your body. You're allowing yourself to restore when you need to. So we'll come back here again later. But for now, let's spread fingers open wide and curl our toes under as we reach our hips again to the sky, downward facing dog. Now let's step our right foot forward. Left knee comes to the mat and we inhale, reach into the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, come back down to the mat. And let's step the left or the right foot back. Sit down under the heels. Inhale, reach into the sky, rising up onto both knees. Exhale, sit down and take a prayer to your heart. Reaching forward now, follow with your shoulders coming to kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, roll the shoulders back, lifting heart into cobra. And exhaling, hips into the heels, child's pose. Let's take that again. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. Tuck toes into the mat. Reach hips into the sky. Downward facing dog. Let's step left foot forward. Right knee to the mat. Kneeling lunge. And with an exhale, we come back down again. Step the left foot back. Sit down onto the heels and take an inhale up into the sky. Exhale, hands right back into the heart. Reach arms forward, follow with the shoulders, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. Now let yourself flow with your breath. Easing into our muscles and our joints and preparing our body for the poses to come. Beginning to feel warmth growing in our body. Take one final flow here. And let that last flow bring you back again to child's pose. Once everyone's found their way to child's pose, then we'll move on from here together. The fingers wide open on your mat. Let's curl our toes and lift our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And now we walk our feet up to meet our hands. And an inhale takes us all the way up to the sky, full body sun breaths. Exhale, spread arms open wide and dive all the way down. Inhale, like the rays of the sun, our arms reach. Now let yourself flow to the cadence of your breath. Take one more big, beautiful sun breath. And let that breath reach up into the sky with your next inhale. And with an exhale, take a prayer to your heart. We step to the front of our mat now for a sun salutation. With an inhale, our arms reach up and touch the sky. Exhaling, we sink our hips down into chair. And with an inhale, we burst up into the sunlight, adding a back bend if it feels good for you here. And then exhale, dive all the way into the forward back. With an inhale, lift up halfway to a long flat back. And then exhaling, we'll take hands to the mat, we'll stretch our right leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhaling, arms reach into the sky. And exhaling, hands float down to the earth. We're stepping back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhaling, we arch up.
And exhaling, it's back to down dog. Let your right leg fly up into the air. Now step or help the right foot forward.
Lunge or kneeling lunge.
And with an exhale, hands again reach for the mat, and we step left foot up to meet the right. And an inhale takes us on a wave of breath all the way up. Exhaling into chair. Inhale into the sky. Another little back bend is here if you want it. And then with an exhale, let's swoop down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, take hands to the mat, step left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling, again we come down. Stepping back, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
And with an exhale, we ride back into downward facing dog. Now left leg is reaching skyward. We'll step or help the left foot forward.
Lunge or kneeling lunge.
And exhale. Back to the mat again, stepping to the front. With an inhale, we rise up, just like the morning sun. Exhale, sinking down into chair. Inhale, reach to the sky, again a back bend if it feels good. And with an exhale, come all the way down. Inhale, peek halfway up. Exhale, reach hands to the mat. Stepping feet back now, we come to downward facing dog. Breathe with me in the rhythm of the mountain streams, in the hypnotizing cadence of the waves breaking on the shore. Breathe in the peace that plays just beneath the agitated surface of the mind. Find the breath that expresses your connection to the silence, to abiding forgiveness, and to the shining light of spirit in your heart. Breathe deeply, stay present, and make this the practice that your body needs today. So we move now to our standing flow. As we look to our hands, we'll walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. With an inhale, reaching to the sky. With an exhale, spread your arms like you're making a Y and let your body say, yeah. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, sink down into chair. This time holding the chair for a few breaths. Our hips reaching back like the chair's just beyond our reach. We feel the weight of our body in our heels and our hips. Our heart is lifted. Breathe in the strength of this pose. And then inhale to the sky. Exhale, yes. Arms open wide. Yes to the beautiful day today. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, dive into a forward bend. Take the right fingertips and wrap them around the outside of the left ankle. And let's spin our left arm up into the sky as we take a twist. Feel the twisting of your spine as you turn your heart to the left. Twisting out the toxins in our body. And then the twist unwinds. And a wave of breath takes us all the way up. Ah, yes. Yes to that thing that provides me with inspiration today. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, chair. Deeper chair. Each time we come, the chair grows deeper and stronger and more powerful. Our breath, with its regular rhythm, supporting our strength here. Inhale to the sky and then into a big yes. Yes to that which brings me joy. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, diving into the forward bend. This time, left hand wraps around the outside of the right ankle and the right arm reaches skyward as we twist our heart to the right. Our environment is so full of toxins. Let's release them from our body. Unwinding. Inhale, take a breath to the sky. Exhale into that great big yes. Inhale, reach up. Exhaling, chair. Even deeper, the chair grows. The strength grows. Our focus grows. And then one more time, reach up to a great big yes. And then hands to the sky and a prayer to our heart. Let's take hands behind our back now. Fingers lacing together here. We'll begin to roll our shoulders back, spreading our heart open wide. And really come to a fullness of your heart here. Let your face look up toward the sky as your heart opens wider and wider. Open up and let your practice in. Now with this open heart, let's tip our hips and come to a forward bend. As you slowly enter this forward bend, your hands can begin to sneak away from your back, depending on your own level of flexibility here. It's always okay to be exactly who you are. You have nothing to prove. Now taking hands to the mat, we'll walk or jump our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, it's back to down dog. Let's take our right knee to our chest and shift forward, plank or kneeling plank. And then reach that right leg to the sky. And take a couple of flows here. Bringing the knee forward and then sending the leg back. As we move from plank to downward facing dog with this one leg coming forward and back. And the next time you come forward, hold in the plank pose with your knee and foot pulled into your body, hugging into your center. Hypnotic cadence of our breath, still present. Now push back, send the right leg to the sky, and this time walking hands all the way back to the left foot. We take the standing splits. The leg reaches up to your own degree. The head reaches down like a ripe raspberry ready to be plucked. And then walking hands forward again, either with legs still in the air or returning it to the mat. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to down dog. So the flow now with the left leg, bring the knee to the chest, come forward, plank. Exhale, back to down dog or left leg to the sky. Take a few flows. And then next time coming forward, stay there, pulling into your center, discovering a strength you never knew you had. And then left leg to the sky, walking hands back to the right foot, standing splits. Breathing deeply, staying present. Let the poses be what they need to be for you today. There are so many right ways. Walking hands forward again. Again, leg in the air or back to the mat. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. Now let's reach our right leg up into the air. This time we step our right foot forward and plant our back foot flat to the mat as we reach up, warrior one. So feet fully grounded here. Arms reaching to the sky. Take a breath and feel what your experience is in this pose. The pose of strength and power and passion. What calls you to be bigger and more powerful than you ever imagined? Whatever that is, let it inspire your warrior one. Take hands to the heart. Step onto the right foot and pull the left knee forward so we're balancing on the right leg. Now reach arms to the sky. And then slowly begin to fly, warrior three. Send the left leg back now and soar over the ground. You can use your arms in any direction, whatever helps you to balance. Feel yourself lengthening. And then set the left foot to the mat. Let's take lunge or kneeling lunge. Create a foundation to support you. Once you have that foundation, let arms reach to the sky. So it's always okay to take your knee down to the floor because that foundation might be more supportive for you. There's no judgment here at all. What is it that calls you to be bigger and more powerful than you ever imagined? Now hands again to the heart as we take another twist. This time we'll take our left elbow and hook it across our right leg. Slip that arm deep down into your leg. Lengthen through the spine and then begin to slowly turn your heart to the right. Once you've found your twist, feel free to spread your arms open wide if you like, or to keep them in a prayer just as they are. Continue to lengthen from the crown of the head all the way back. Breathing in and out as we twist these toxins from our body. As we squeeze our abdomen to stimulate our digestive system. As we heal our back and spine. Now unwinding the twist, we take hands to the mat. We'll pick the back foot up and set it down flat and then straighten both legs and we find our way to pyramid pose. With a lengthening of the spine, facing forward, we slowly explore a stretch for the legs. Press into the back foot. Don't make the front leg take all of the work. Find your way to that place that's a nice and comfortable stretch for you. We're not here to beat our bodies up. We're here to repair the damage we've already caused. Daily life. And then hands come onto the mat and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And take an exhale back to down dog. This time reaching left leg into the sky. Let's step our left foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach up, warrior one. From the roots to the sky, feel every part of this warrior one. Feel what happens in your feet. Feel the back leg, that strong support beam, and the front leg navigating you forward. Feel your heart open to receive this practice, to receive the powerful energy of this warrior one. And be inspired. What is it that calls you? Hands to the heart. Step onto the left foot. Bring the right knee forward. Stand balancing tall on the left leg. Arms to the sky. And take flight. Flying into warrior three with a long body. Using your arms as a counterbalance wherever they help you most. And then carefully taking the right foot to the mat, we find lunge or kneeling lunge. Building the foundation first, just like building a house. The foundation comes first, then the framing, then all of the details within. What inspires you? Let this pose be an expression of your gratitude to those things in your life that inspire you. And then hands to the heart, we'll twist. Right elbow crosses over the left leg like a vine wrapped around a trellis. Lengthen and then twist, this time taking heart around to the left. And then creating the twist that your body loves. The twist that feels nourishing for you. This is your practice. This is your body. Create it. And then the twist unwinds. Hands come to the mat. We pick the back foot up. Set it down flat. Let's take pyramid pose. Straightening both legs. Lengthening the spine. Pyramid pose is full of straight lines. Don't worry about whether or not you can touch your toes. Touching your heart, so much more relevant and important. Know your body. Practice in the way that feels good for you. All these paths will lead us to that amazing final relaxation. And then hands to the mat. We'll step back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to down dog. From this down dog, let's take our knees to the mat. Shifting our hands back so they come right under our shoulders, we come to all fours. Let your knees touch together. Inhale, reach the right leg back behind you. And exhale, bend the elbows and let the shoulders dip down toward the earth. Inhale, push up and flow. Instead of the elbows reaching outward like a more traditional push-up, pull your elbows in so they bend back. They hug your body. Now find that source of strength. Deepen your center to lift you up to the point where you almost feel like your arms aren't even working. Effort becomes effortless with breath, with deep strength at our center. Come up one more time and then set the right foot on the floor behind you. Reach right arm into the sky and roll open sideways. Look to the sky. And come back down. Realigning on that all fours so we can take the other side. Inhale, left leg reaches back. Exhale, dip down, elbows hugging the body. Inhale, with that strength at your center, lift up and flow. Feel the presence of your arms hugging you. Feel that center of strength. More and set the left foot on the floor behind you, reaching left arm to the sky. We open sideways, this way, this time the other side. Look to the sky. And then fold back down. Taking hands back to their downward facing dog position. Let's curl our toes under and reach our hips way up into the sky like the peak of a mountain. And then right leg lifts up in the air. Let's step our right foot forward with as big of a step as we can take. Set the back foot down flat and let's open wide now, warrior two. Again, the back leg is a support beam and the front knee a navigator. Our arms parallel to the floor as we face the side of the room. But our eyes look straight down our right arm. Straight ahead. Now imagine you're the sun. Your light shines from your heart. On this summer day, let that sun in your heart glow to 85 degrees, radiating out evenly in all directions. Now take an inhale, reach hands to the sky, turn the right foot along to the long side of the mat, sun breath. Exhale, fold all the way down. Inhale, come all the way up. Arms reach parallel to the floor, turn the left foot to the back of the mat. Let's sink into warrior two, going the other way. Glow to 85 degrees. Let your sunbeams reach out farther and farther. Inhale to the sky, turn the left foot to the long side of the mat, sun breath. Exhale all the way down. Inhale all the way up. Arms parallel to the ground, turn right foot to the front of the mat, warrior two. And then take a little reach forward, turn the right hand to the sky. Slide it all the way across the space above you, dripping the left hand down the left leg, the reverse warrior. This is the side bend, so feel it stretch the side of your body. Left hand reaches up to meet the right. Turn the right foot to the long side of the mat, sun breath. All the way down. And all the way up. Arms parallel to the ground, left foot to the back of the mat, warrior two. Little reach forward, turn the left hand up, slide it across the sky. Reverse warrior now, we stretch the left side of our body. Right hand reaches up to meet the left, turn the left foot to the long side of the mat, sun breath. Inhale all the way up. Arms parallel to the floor, right foot to the front of the mat, warrior two. Reach forward, turn the right hand up, slide it across the sky, reverse warrior. And then bend the left arm and right arm laid across the right thigh. Side angle pose. Left fingertips point straight into the sky like a beam of light. Eyes look right up the left arm to the tips of the fingers and beyond. Now let this be an expression of how much more open your body is feeling. Let your heart roll skyward. Feel the space you're creating and how amazing it feels. Let go of anything that keeps you from feeling magnificent. Now reach right arm up to meet the left. Turn the right foot to the long side of the mat, sun breath. Exhale all the way down, inhale all the way up. Arms parallel to the ground, left foot back of the mat, warrior two. Little reach forward, turn the left hand up, slide it across, reverse warrior. And then bend the left arm to lay it across the left thigh, side angle pose. Opening amazingly. Find a breath that takes you to places that inspire you, to places that awaken that joy in your heart. Left arm reaches up to meet the right. Left foot to the long side of the mat, sun breath. Inhale, reach up, hands meet in a prayer. Exhale, take that prayer to your heart, and then hands to the hips, and let's pour our body forward. Our hands come onto the mat now, and we'll walk our way around to the front of our mat. Planting hands, we step back now, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. Once again, let's take our knees to the floor and come to all fours. So that will mean shifting our wrists back underneath our shoulders once again. Inhale, look up, lift the tail, cow pose. Exhale, pull belly to the sky, arching the back like a cat. And just flow one to the other as we prepare our back for back bending. Feel the wave of motion in your spine and back. Match that wave to the wave of your breath, like a wave rolling into the shore. And then back to a neutral spine, our hands returning to their down dog position. We tuck our toes, reaching hips skyward, ready now for our last standing series today. Let's look to our hands and we walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. An inhale takes us into the sky. And once we're here, let's flow like bamboo in the breeze. Hands meet in a prayer. And exhaling, that prayer comes to our heart. As we come to this back bend, let's check our feet to make sure they're hip distance apart, so we have a nice foundation for our back bending. Hands will make fists at our low back. We stand tall, and then our shoulder blades roll back and down as our heart begins to lift toward the sky. Take a nice, even curve into your back bend, and only go as far as you feel safe and comfortable being, enjoying the anchoring of the feet and the legs. Opening ourselves up to this euphoric backbend. And then slowly and carefully rising up from the backbend. Shifting hands to the hips, we'll pour that backbend now into a forward bend. Feel your body say, ah. Drop hands to the mat. Let go. And then with hands on the mat, we walk or jump our feet back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. From this down dog, our knees return to the mat, our hips into our heels, and we return to that waiting nest of child's pose, where we let our back body wrap around our front body like a comforting blanket. Relax. Take into your heart all of the energy these poses have awakened in you. Breathe with me in the rhythm of the mountain streams and the hypnotizing cadence of the waves breaking on the shore. Breathe in the peace that plays just beneath the agitated surface of the mind. Find the breath that expresses your connection to the silence, to abiding forgiveness, and to the shining light of spirit in your heart. And now we spread our fingers open wide again on our mat. We tuck our toes and we lift our hips into the sky, downward facing dog, but we're moving more slowly now. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And let the wave of an inhale reach you into the sky. And an exhale brings a prayer to our heart. So now we move to a balancing series. We'll begin our balancing on the right foot. And let's begin today with tree pose. So plant the roots for your tree deep into the earth of your mat. Take the left foot then to the ankle or to the calf or to the thigh. Hands begin at the heart, and from this center, you're welcome to branch out. And as we create this amazing forest of unique trees, I'm reminded of Julia Butterfly Hill, who lived up in the redwood tree she named Luna for 3 years as a peaceful protest against the destruction of the redwoods. What calls you to be bigger and more powerful than you ever imagined? Now let hands return to your heart. Take the left knee forward now. Right hand onto the knee, left hand behind the back. Stand tall. And then let yourself slowly twirl your heart to the left as we enter another twist, this time balancing. Feel your spine long in this twist. And then with balance intact if possible, unwind the twist. Take the left hand and push the left knee behind you, and let's take dancer's pose. Reaching back, we catch the left foot in the left hand. We reach the right arm to the sky, and then we push the left foot into the left hand. And with the grace of a dancer, we enter this dancer's pose. And then releasing, we come back to 2 feet again. Give your body a moment to relax. Let's take that balancing series now to the other side. Planting the left foot, growing the roots to hold us steady. Right foot ankle or calf or thigh, tree pose. Again, creating this miraculous forest. Every tree is different. Julia Butterfly Hill, inspired by her time in the tree, started a foundation now that's called What's Your Tree? Where she helps other people find what it is that calls them to be bigger and more powerful than they ever imagined. So what calls you? Let that calling inspire you to grow into this amazing tree pose. And then take hands to the heart. Right knee comes forward, left hand on the knee, right hand behind the back. Stand tall here. And slowly let your heart turn to the right this time. Balance requires focus. But know that it's always okay to come in and out as you need to rest whenever you want. Now unwind the twist, take right hand under the right leg and push it through. Let's take dancer's pose. Reach back and catch foot in the right hand. Left hand points to the sky and we push foot into the hand. And then we let go. Relax your body and know that in unstable times you can find balance by focusing and breathing. Step to the front of your, take a big breath in, reach to the sky. Exhale, dive down into the forward bend. And let's walk our feet back. Again, we'll lay our knees down. We'll slip our hips into the nest of our heels as we come back to child's pose. Walking hands off to the right side of our mat, we take a side bend into the left side of our body. Hands come back again to center, and then they walk off to the left as we stretch into the right side of our body. Hands to center, with fingers spread open wide, take your way slowly into downward facing dog again. Moving now into some longer, slower, deeper releases. First opening our hips with pigeon pose. So step our right leg forward. We'll bend the right knee and take the foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. Take a few moments to just ease into the pigeon pose, either lifting the heart or slowly lowering it. In this pigeon pose, we're looking for a release of stress and tension in our right hip. So find where you feel that best. And then close your eyes and let your breath wash over your right hip. Each wave of breath washing away more stress and more tension. To leave your body feeling free and happy. Breathe deeply. Stay present. Let go of anything that keeps you from feeling magnificent today. Slowly, let's take our hands back onto our mat. We'll tuck our back toes under and we'll step our way back again to downward facing dog. Right hip feeling so much more free. Let's match that wonderful feeling on the other side. Step the left leg forward now. Bend the knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Slowly easing your way into that variation of pigeon pose that feels the most amazing for you. Closing our eyes to remember that it's the inner experience that's so much more important. Breathe in and out and truly let go. The poses themselves are just the outer layer of yoga. It's what's happening inside, that deeper layer that makes us feel so amazing. Go of the disturbances of the mind, the discomforts of the body. Working our way back to that place where we feel truly united with with who we are at our very best. And then slowly hands come onto the mat. We step back for our very last downward facing dog. Enjoy the stretch of your body and how different it feels in that very first downward facing dog you stepped into. And then lay knees to the mat. Let's cross our ankles and swing our hips over our feet. Coming onto the floor now for the rest of our practice. We're coming to a forward bending series, but we'll begin this forward bending by first rolling back. So gently roll back, either hugging knees into your body on your back, or lifting hips and legs up above your shoulders and coming to the plow or the half plow. So when we roll forward in a moment, when we do that rolling forward, we'll extend our right leg, we'll bend our left knee and pull the left foot into the right inner thigh. So when you're ready now, roll forward. Right leg out, left foot in. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, tip the hips into a forward bend. Relax and release. And in this forward bend, offer yourself loving kindness. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Now slowly we walk the hands up the right leg and again roll back. Same variations available. Come on the back, knees into the body, or the plow or the half plow. So this time when we roll forward in a moment, it will be the other side. The left leg will be straight, the right foot will be pulled in to the left inner thigh. So roll yourself forward. Pull the right foot in, left leg out. Inhale, reach up, lengthen. Exhale, tip the hips and fold into the forward bend. Warm, glowing, open heart now offers loving kindness to those people in our life we love and care about. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. And we walk our hands up our left leg and again roll back. Same variations available. So one more time we will roll forward, this time with both legs extended. So allow yourself to come forward now and with an inhale, lifting the upper body. Exhale, tip your hips and fold into the forward bend. This time our loving kindness extends to people all across the world. People in places that need our loving kindness. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. Now hands walking up both legs. Let's all roll onto our back and tuck our knees into our body. Here you can take a couple of little rocks side to side as you find that place where you're comfortably centered on your mat. Now stretch the right leg onto the floor, now the left. Both arms reach behind our head as we come to some abdominal strengthening now. So lift the right leg into the air and take both hands into the air. Now pulling in at your center strength, lift head and shoulders off the mat, reaching up toward the foot. And then lower everything down. Left leg reaches up, fingers to the sky. Only then, with that center of strength, lift up. Keep breathing as you continue, one side and then the other. Not swinging up with the arms, but lifting up first and then finding the strength in your abdominal muscles to lift you up. Yoga is so great for finding that deeper strength in our body. Not just the surface muscles, but those deeper inside. So take your time. Be present to what part of your body is giving you the strength to move. One more on each side, slow and mindful. And then when you finish, give your knees a little hug. And we're ready now to take inversions. So if you feel you can safely take a shoulder stand today, carefully and gently lift hips and legs up above your shoulders, using hands to support you steady here. If for any reason you prefer to go somewhere else, take a bridge pose. Plant your feet on the mat, push into the floor and let your hips and spine peel off the ground, making a bridge with your body. Now let your breath flow. Find that breath that expresses your connection to the silence, to abiding forgiveness, and to the shining light of spirit in your heart. Feel your mind relax. Feel lines of stress and tension across your face soften. And then very slowly and carefully begin bringing your body back to the mat. One vertebra at a time takes you safely down. Before we move into fish pose, if you've been in the bridge, give your knees a little hug to stretch your back again. And then let's plant our feet on the mat, slipping hands under our hips. We lay our legs onto the floor and sit on our hands to tuck our elbows underneath our body for fish pose. Heart lifts into the sky, shoulders roll back, and our head drops behind us. So in this pose, we're opening our neck, our collarbones, our heart, the places that were constricted in our previous inversions. Take a deep breath in here. Let your open heart, filled with loving kindness, reach out into the world. And then to come down, we bring the chin in first and gently lay that fish pose back onto the mat. Slide hands out from under the hips and once again reach arms to the floor behind your head. This time walking our body as long as it can get for one final twist. Reach down and bring the left knee into your body and guide that left knee over to the right as you look to the left. Come to this twist, not as doing the twist, but as receiving the twist. Not using the pose, not using your body to get into the pose, but using the pose to get into your body. And then release the right hand and allow yourself to roll back onto the mat. Find your way back to your center. And then again, stretch the arms and legs to get as long as you can to prepare for the last side. When you're nice and long, reach down now for the right knee. Hug it in. Guide it to the left, looking to the right. Letting go. Surrender to the pose. And then as the left hand slips away, we roll back onto our mat. We find our way to center, and we slip now into the stillness of our final relaxation. Close your eyes and receive this wonderful time. The poses, the breath, our means of getting here, where we unite with our heart, with our spirit, with who we are, without the distractions, the discomforts, the disturbances of our daily life. Breathe with me in the rhythm of the mountain streams, in the hypnotizing cadence of the waves breaking on the shore. Breathe in the peace that plays just beneath the agitated surface of the mind. Find the breath that expresses your connection to the silence, to abiding forgiveness, to the shining light of spirit in your heart. Your own true breath can release you from the prison of your fears and plumb the depths of your awareness. It all starts here. The choice to breathe, relax, and feel. The choice to witness without judgment and allow the truth of life to be revealed. Let your truth speak to you. Let your truth call you to be bigger and more powerful than you ever imagined. Now feel free to continue this relaxation for as long as you would like to. Or if at this point in time you're ready to begin bringing your practice to a close, take a moment first for the closure that feels meaningful for you today. When you've had your moment of closure, whether that be now or sometime a little later, when you're ready, roll over onto your right side. Linger there in the blissful afterglow of your practice for a few more breaths. No rush to hurry on. And then only when you are ready, let your final transition be back to that comfortable seated position where our practice began today. Breathe with me. Feel the rhythm of your breath, the freedom in your body, the joy in your heart, the peace in your mind, the unity with your spirit. Take a moment now of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how magnificent you feel. And then one last time, we'll release our neck and let our head rock from side to side. Come back to center again, and with an inhale, our arms catch a wave of breath right up to the sky in a prayer. We take that prayer to our forehead for truth in our thoughts today. To our lips for truth in our words. And to our heart for truth in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.